You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, the US military indicated that it wants to increase the number of space launches from Rocket Lab's launch pad on the Mahia Peninsula, including launching satellites that are involved in nuclear command control and comms. Valerie Morse from Peace Action Wellington has questioned this development over the lack of transparency from the US military about what they are launching into space and urged New Zealand to stay firm on its stance against nuclear weapons. To talk about this, as well as what it means for New Zealand's independence, I spoke with Valerie Morse. Why has the US indicated that it wants to increase the number of launches from the Mahia Peninsula?
New Zealand is seen by the United States as a really good place to expand their operations in the Pacific region and a really good opportunity to build up a space program outside of the United States that's kind of receptive to its needs. So Rocket Lab at Mahia specializes in low Earth orbit satellites, which are kind of quite low, quite close to the Earth. And that's one of the reasons why they're focusing on Aotearoa.
And can you explain why this development is so concerning?
Well, I think there's a couple of different aspects about our concerns. So a lot of people are really excited about space exploration. They're excited about the kinds of stuff that are possible in terms of science, learning, physics, et cetera, in terms of our research in space. And that's all really fantastic. Except that a lot of that agenda is actually being driven by weapons companies, including Rocket Lab's major investor, which is Lockheed Martin, one of the world's largest weapons companies. So a lot of these programs are really closely tied actually to military operations and active operations in terms of surveillance and targeting information. So there's a real concern that New Zealand could be easily a participant, essentially, in U.S. wars about which we've had no public discussion, and our land, our whenua here, being used for those kinds of launches. So one of the concerns as well is that these launches from the U.S. military perspective are being combined together. So they might launch a satellite that's used for several different kinds of operations. And one of the things that has come to light is that those may be used for nuclear command and control. So not just sort of weapons targeting, but specifically nuclear weapons targeting, which would be in contravention explicitly of New Zealand's nuclear-free legislation. One of the problems, though, is that the authority that makes the decision about allowing these launches, which is the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, often can't see the information about how these satellites are actually used. So the U.S. Department of Defense says, oh, actually, all that information is classified. We're not going to tell you, but what we can tell you is it's a matter of national security. And thus far, the New Zealand government has not rejected any of these applications. And so we don't have a lot of confidence that New Zealand's national security is being considered in those space launches. Rather, the U.S. national security is being considered, or the U.S.'s desire to launch military satellites.
Like you said, given that New Zealand has rejected nuclear weapons two generations ago, why is it so important that we stay firm on that stance?
Well, the world is really on the precipice of nuclear war. There has scarcely been a time in the last 30 or 40 years where nuclear war is actually quite likely. Right now we've got an incredible conflict happening between India and Pakistan, both nuclear armed states. We have the Russian government threatening to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine. Like, we are actively looking at a potential nuclear war, and this is the best time for us to stand really strongly up in opposition to nuclear weapons, and, you know, in particular here in Aotearoa, but also around the Pacific and around the world. So there is a movement to ban nuclear weapons globally, and we really want to support that movement.
You've described Mahia as becoming a de facto outpost of the US military. Why do you think this, and what implications does that have for New Zealand's independence?
Well, I think, as I suggested, these launches from Mahia are not really being questioned by the New Zealand government. So the Department of Defense, the U.S. Department of Defense, is saying we want to launch these satellites, but they aren't telling the New Zealand government exactly what they're for. They're saying all that information is classified. And so they're just sort of allowed to go forward and do whatever they want based on the U.S.'s demands. And that's not necessarily the same thing as New Zealand's own security needs. And I think that we need to be really careful to differentiate what those two things are. The United States thinks that helping to wage a genocide in Gaza is part of their national security. I think most New Zealanders would be absolutely appalled to be supporting the genocide in Gaza. So that's just one example, one illustration. But I think, you know, across the Pacific, you know, we might have really differing views about our security needs in terms of our Pacific partners, in terms of Australia, in terms of people in Southeast Asia. Like, we don't necessarily have exactly the same view as the United States does. And yet we're allowing them to conduct operations from Mahia as if it were our national security was the same thing as the U.S. because we don't actually know what they're doing out there.
What is Peace Action Wellington calling for in response to this announcement?
Well, I guess what we're calling for is to keep space for peace. Like on a fundamental level, we have an international treaty to uphold the peaceful uses of space. And frankly, we do not think that launching military satellites, surveillance satellites, satellites that can be used for targeting are peaceful uses of space. And we think the development of a space force within the New Zealand military is a really dangerous turn towards the militarization of space. So, you know, not only is space now being seen as a place to spy, you know, and target Earth, it is also being seen as a domain of warfare itself, where there might be battles in space. And so, you know, like, it all sounds quite far-fetched, but this is the advanced state of weaponry and artificial intelligence at this stage. And we're really on the precipice here, which is why it's very important that the New Zealand government has a very clear position that we keep space for peace. And that means no satellite for military purposes.
And that was Valerie Morse on why New Zealand has to stay firm on its stance against nuclear weapons.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.